get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
You are welcome to come and hear His voice today. And I declare that the Lord Almighty will meet you at the very point of your need. In the name of Jesus, I pray for divine utterance. May you receive it in Jesus' name. What we hear today will settle your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want us to take a case study or some case study of someone who has several evil reports. Many years ago, we were told that Dudley Austin that just passed. I had the testimony more than 15 years now. As we were in one of the Bible school class, and they shared with us that Dudley Austin was the wife of John Austin. Is it John? The husband is Austin anyway. Hallelujah. And she had cancer at age 47. And they tried everything to make sure that she came out of the cancer. And the news that came after was that she has, I think, 6 weeks to die. She will not outlive it. And this woman said, no problem. They now locate several scriptures, maybe 40 or 40 something scriptures, that forbid dying untimely. She was swallowing this scripture like pills. That since doctor said, I'm dying in 6 weeks, he stopped taking all their medication and started taking the word as capsules. Was swallowing it and discharged herself from the hospital and said, I'm going. I said, you can. And then somebody that she will have died at 47, lived to July 31st, 2025. That is at 91 years of age. From 47 to 91, that's 44 extra years. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what it is. You can still encounter your miracle. So let's look at somebody that have several evil reports. Bad news. Not just one, two, three. School, evil report. Business, evil report. Marital wise, bad report. On children, evil report. What should this kind of person do? Or somebody that is confused. He has come to the point that he doesn't know what else to do. And all the advice they have given to him or her is not working out. Some people, the feeling for positive is there. But each time they try to work it out, it's turning to negative. It's turning to negative. What should they do? There are people that they love going for counseling. They love talking to people that they think can help them. They spoke to these people, and everything they told them to do never worked out. What should he do? If you put yourself in that position, that all you can, you have done, but it's not working. At times, somebody told you, follow your instinct, and you follow your instincts, and your instinct now puts you into high-level problem. Amen. Somebody said, I follow my heart. I said, this is your dirty heart. Don't follow it too. Praise the Lord. That's what I told the person. I said, this is your dirty heart. Don't follow it. I said, anything I want to do, I follow my heart. I said, this kind of your heart does not worth following you. Don't follow this, your dirty heart. Amen. Don't forget, from Psalm 29, the word of the Lord says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. So, when you are terrified by your adversaries, when hell is loosed against you, when you are helpless before the trial, when you are face to face with death, when you are standing before a tall wall that wants to collapse on your head, when your little strength cannot bail you out, when your knowledge is inadequate, when you have been held tight, what will you do? For you to know what to do, these special timeless truths contained in this edition of Voices from Zion is written, titled, Follow the Voice. I don't know anyone who may care for Follow the Voice. Amen. I know as I'm speaking right now, somebody is saying, which voice? So our title today is Follow the Voice. Follow the Voice. Now, we'll be taking our reading from the book of 2 Chronicles 17 to 24. But we'll just take one of the verse for now. It says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. That is the voice Judah had. Most times battle comes without forewarning. Otherwise, one will have known how to prepare. But when battle looms in a magnitude you can't control, handle or overcome, how will you escape or overcome it? You see, they were besieged with three strong nations. And the Lord still told them, you don't need to fight in this battle. You don't need to. Set yourself, stand still, relax, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That scripture continues, and it says, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Let me say something to you today. If you don't build yourself to hear God yourself, if you don't build yourself to the level that you're able to know how God talks to you, you will always be in a confused state. For instance, if you are the type that journey from one man of God to another woman of God, there are people you always talk to that always see ahead for you. I'm not telling you to go and try this, but if you go to three different prophets or prophetess and went to them to tell them the same trouble, are you getting that you are passing through? What they will all tell you may look alike, but with some differences. So at the end of the day, you'll be confused. Hallelujah. So it is very good that you train this your ear, this yourself, to hear God yourself, to know when God is speaking to you. Amen. Okay, somebody is at the bus stop and he wanted to board the bus. But he's feeling like this bus I'm about to board may have accident. He just having one feeling that I should not. Now he says, okay, let me go and ask my prophet. Are you getting me? Before I come and board the bus. Are you getting me? Can you see that it don't work out? Now, after telling the prophet said, yes. Okay, when you get back to the bus stop, you will see a white bus. Enter the white, wait for the white bus. Now you enter the white, you go to bus stop. After 1 hour, white bus came. You enter into the white bus. As you are going, then the way the driver was driving, began to see shakings and it's like the brake is not, and I say, hey, will you leave the bus? To go and tell the prophet again that, sir, the boss I am inside is shaking somehow. You will see that you just have to train this your ear, this your eyes, to see, to hear supernaturally. Because there are so many situations of life that it will be you and God. No man can help us out of it. And you have to know when a man of God is speaking from the realm of the spirit or is just saying his own. When Judah and the whole of Jehoshaphat had that word, that ye shall not need to fight in this battle, set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. They knew that this is God talking to us. They knew. You must know. I was in a meeting and a man of God announced something that will be done. I said to myself, that thing will not hold. I said it will not hold because I know this one is not from the Lord, it's from the ambition of the man. It's never hold. They didn't do it. I said it will not hold. It does not hold. Hallelujah. God will not answer you according to your imagination most times. Because your imagination is so limited at times. The Israelite before the Red Sea. Egyptians is coming behind. Okay? The only way is to construct bridge. Amen. Across the Red Sea to the other side. That's the only way out. Now, when will the construction company start constructing? And then the devil that wants to swallow them is behind. Eh? People of God, who come to the voice of God? You need to. It's the fastest way, his voice. It's the shortest cut to where you are going. Most of the time when the voice comes, it's not even what you are thinking about.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning. Now, people of God, with a loud voice on high, the highest volume. So the enemies are here. What would the enemy have been doing? Say, you are finished today. And they are laughing at them. Amen. They were laughing at them. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood. And said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophet. So shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. This is where the right praise come in. The praising of the Lord is not praising ourselves, it's not gingering ourselves, it's praising his holy name. When you are gingering yourself in church, it's different from praising God. Hallelujah. Listening to the word in that praise that you are singing, is he exalting God? One of my best songs. When I look around me, I see my Lord Jesus. He's lifting his name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my very soul shall shout, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. It's not the song of today. That they are just noise. I don't know how we will organize praise and no blind eyes is open. Eh? Nobody stood up on the wheelchair. It's just to make noise. Nobody is blessed, but they sweat in dancing. This one, they praise his name. They praise him for his mercy. Endure it forever. And what happened after? And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent a bushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. If you praise God, you organize praise, and no miracle happen, it's a noise. It's empty noise. People of God, that is Bible standard. When Paul and Silas praised the Lord, what happened? Their bands were loose. Why are we having jamborees and noise all around and nothing to show for it? Nothing. Nothing. I was asking somebody. I said, there are some pastors and there are some singers we know today through social media, online stuff. If there were no social media, would the album sell to the level this? How many persons we know that? Hallelujah. There are men of God in this country, we are hearing them before, we are still hearing them today. Before social media, whatever came, they have been everywhere. Their own glory is not social media glory. Amen. Raw from heaven. Hallelujah. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Manasseh, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone had to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watch tower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. God spoke. The voice of God gone forth. Victory follow. You know, God spoke. People of God act. Total victory follow. That's the three. They inquired of the Lord, what shall we do? His voice came. They follow what he said. Testimony followed. Total victory. What no army can achieve, they achieve it by the voice of God. Hallelujah. You need that voice. That voice. When that voice sounds, every force is in silence. And other voice are silence. He told me a week ago, when I speak, fire burn. Hallelujah. God will speak on your behalf today and fire will burn. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, follow the voice. This word can confuse some that have no ability on how to differentiate the voice of the shepherd and that of the stranger. There are voices of the invisible, such as. Now, those who have not trained themselves to hear God, to know what God is saying to them per time. Hallelujah. To them per time. they may be confused. We have several voices, so many voices till today. Number one, there is what is called satanic voice. Satanic voice. The scripture proved to us that Satan still speaks to people. There are satanic voices that controls people's action and reasoning. If the first woman, Adam's wife, got into long conversation with the devil, and she was gotten, there are satanic voices, you know. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. Genesis 3, 1 to 6. And he said unto the woman, yea, our God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And what did the serpent say? Serpent said, and you know this one, this shows that Adam has educated his wife. You understand me? Adam told her what God told him. You see, you can eat anything here, but this one. And God said, if we eat it, we will die. But you remember that Lucifer, Satan is living with God in heaven before. So he knows it. He even knows the fruits. Hallelujah. He knows what is going on. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Was it a lie? It's true. It came from there. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So the devil deceived her. That's why as a Christian, whenever we are preaching, we don't argue with people on the road. Because otherwise they will convert you to themselves. Don't argue. Give the gospel. If they are not ready to listen to you, go away. Don't sit with people. If they are not ready to listen to you, go your own now. I say, oh God, come, let us tell you. You see this Bible, somebody in Israel wrote them. They will begin to speak back bad English to you. You will sit down, you'll be listening to what you should not listen to. Long conversation between Satan and Eve, God's Eve. That's why the Bible has given us subject. It said we should flee every appearance of evil. That is it. Don't let the devil get you. If you are talking with him, he will get you. That thing you are thinking about in your mind, it could be the devil. You are ruminating over some evil things. God has told you, or your pastor have told you, don't do that. Actually, it's not bad. Devil is engaging you in a dialogue in your heart. You're on your way going. Be careful. You know what? Devil will tell you the facts, but never the truth. He told Eve the facts. You shall not surely die. You will be like God. You will be like God. But he didn't tell Eve that they will be separated from God and they will be chased out of the garden. Amen. He will tell you the facts. And anything the devil will tell any man is earthly. We never tell you things of heaven. There are satanic voices. Anything Satan will tell you will be all about what you gain on this earth. We never tell you things that will benefit the church of Christ, the things of God. We never tell you anything that will make you stronger spiritually. It will only tell you things that will corrupt you. Temporal things. Hallelujah. Satanic voice is still all over. To make you sideline what God told you, it will color it for you. Just give you fat and not the truth. Do it, it doesn't matter. And you do it and later discover that it really matters. But if you read the book of Revelation chapter 12, 9, there's it also presents devil, Satan, as the deceiver. Say deceiver. Is a deceiver. Hallelujah. Some of us, the dialogue we are having is not even in our heart. It's with a physical man, but a demonic man. A demonic human being. Somebody that has given his soul to Satan. And you're having conversation with such a person. Number two, demonic voice. They overtook people and use their mouth as their microphone. It can also be called the voices of stranger. Jesus said in John 10:5 that, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. because they are glued to their master, Jesus, and knew his voice. There's a level you walk with Jesus. If Satan is speaking to you, you will know. You will know that this is not my Lord. Some people just say some things, and those things they said is not from their heart. The devil just say it through them. When Peter was saying, be far from thee, you will not die. Oh, Jesus looked at him and said, Satan, get behind me. The devil, demons just overtook Peter's mouth and began to speak against divine intention. Not everything people say to you came from their heart. Some people, devil has borrowed their mouth to speak to you. Be careful. I watched a movie. The pastor was having a bad time with the wife at home that Sunday morning. They were arguing on something. And then the wife really got the pastor angry. And the pastor got to the altar and began to preach nonsense and said, whatever you love, whatever you have been feeling is right. It's right. Go ahead and do it. And a brother has been talking to a sister there. We, the sister, have not received from the Holy Spirit. Are you getting me? To say yes or no. And the little sister just said, yes, that's my word. I went to say yes to the brother. She died, though. In that movie, she died. Hallelujah. Be careful. That's why you don't come and preach to people of God without doing some prayers and bowing to God. Number three, we have angelic voices. Angels are God's agents. There is no such thing as demonic angels. Demon is different from angels. Hallelujah. So, all angels are God's ministers and they speak. But if you read Matthew chapter 25 verse 1, it told us about the devil and his angels, which means the devil and his agents. Devil and his angels means fallen angels. So the moment they fell from heaven, they became demons. So there is nothing like evil angels. Is somebody hearing me? The moment those demonic angels fell from heaven, they become demons. You know there was war in Revelation 12:9. So that's why, God forbid you see demons. They are not looking good. But if you see angels, they are beautiful. Angel Michael has struck them. Their beauty have been destroyed before they are sent to heart. There's no beautiful demon. They all look terrible and devilish. Very, very terrible. Hallelujah. So, angel spoke to Joseph in Matthew 1:20. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. Now, it says, but while he thought on these things, should I send this woman away? Should I leave this woman privately? The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. At every time you are perplexed, confused, you need the voice of God. You need to receive something from God. No matter how technology grew, no matter the invention of man, nothing can replace his voice. Amen. There's no day any technology will be the guide of man. Amen. When a man of God was traveling by plane, and they said that the weather condition is not good many years ago, and said that the plane cannot fly now. And then they came down from the plane. All of a sudden, the man of God started walking back into the plane, and his people were following him. I read it in a book. And then someone in the airport said, where are you going? One of the person that followed the man of God said, we are going forward. The firmament was dark. It was like it's going to rain. And as they sat down in the plane, it's the ministry plane, they said the pilot should fly. As the plane moved, the sky clear. Amen. The Lord will visit you today. In the name of Jesus. Look at human judgment was done away with. Joseph had a fiancé. Maybe they have done introduction. They have never been together. But the woman is already pregnant. Angel appeared to him. That which is with her is of the Holy Ghost. So that's a great man of God. I'm not sure in this nation, any man, no matter how, are you getting me? No matter how godly we take that. I'm not sure if there's anyone that will ever take that. Need the angelic voices. May God speak to you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. I remember when we were doing Exercise in Zion Power. That is maybe my second time of hearing the angels of God. Hallelujah. As I was teaching in the class, it's time for practical. It was my second computer training. It was time for practical. So These students, some people are having their practical inside the mission house. Some people write in the church, in the children's church we used. Because the main auditorium was under, I think, POP construction something. And then, all of a sudden, the way they were rushing at the computer, I was angry. So I wanted to shout. Initially, I've been correcting them. But it's like 10 persons want to press the keyboard at the same time. In those days, computer was very scarce. Are you getting me? Not this one that everybody has system. Let me press. And then I wanted to shout, and I heard the voice behind me. Stop! And I said, if you are selling sweets, and people are rushing it, will you stop them from buying from you? Ah. Now, they finished practical, we still have theory class. As I was teaching them in the class, the students were looking at me, I was teaching them, and I had behind me, don't stand against anyone. It was not inside me. I had it behind me, a voice. Don't stand against anyone. So I looked back to who? I saw nobody. I saw nobody. Now, when I finished the class that day, the voice continues. It's like I was still hearing it. Don't stand against anybody. And from that year till tomorrow, my best way to fight anyone is not to stand against you. Because as long as I'm not standing against you, God is standing for me. Now till tomorrow, till recent training we did, are they rushing the system or not? Forever. Till Jesus come. We were planning during SCT Highway to have many systems. And the Lord said to me, no matter how many systems you have, the student will be more than the system. Praise the Lord. Now I tell you, the voice of His Majesty. When the angels speak to you, everything will hear it. Your body, everything will hear it. Till today, by my experience, I believe angels speak to people. Amen. I believe. So you can hear the voice of angels.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.